There is always something left to love. And if you ain't learned that, you ain't learned nothing. Lorraine Hansberry.
Adrienne Embry is a native of the Far East Side of Indianapolis. She is currently attending Indiana University, where she will be receiving her bachelor's degree in theater. Adrienne is one of the founders and co-presidents of Indiana University's Black, Brown, and Beige Theater Troupe. Welcome to The Poets Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Adrienne, what poems have you brought for us today?
After Ari Lennox. It's May 7th, and Ari Lennox just released her debut album, Shea Butter Baby. I text my girl, who's not my girl, asking her, what you on tonight? She out of touch, of course. I only know her by her mouth, by my own wanting. I call her friend when she decides to love me. I'm stressing and need to be devoured by a sin I won't claim as my own, so I walk to my kitchen, baring my breast against the moonlight. I inspect my arsenal, Bacardi, Jim Beam, wine. I've been drinking too much, but I go with Bacardi anyway. Not my usual choice, but I've not been myself lately. I was dancing to the silk of Ari Lennox's voice as I was burning sage and it set on fire. Let me tell you, I got demons and they all look like me. How funny. One of them follows me around in a black hood, leaving a trail of blood behind her. She says she come from the future. This is why I can't be alone. I text my girl who's not my girl again. I need to learn how to stop falling into distractions, but she smell of cocoa butter, though. My tongue comes at her beckoning but can never recall her name and is always calling her the wrong name. It's May 20th. Ari Lennox still playing. I'm saging the crib with my tits out because I read this is supposed to help you embrace your femininity or whatever. I soak in the bath, barely. I can't relax. Got to keep moving, but I don't, to focus on this burn in my throat. At least the sage didn't set on fire. At least my girlfriend, who's not my girlfriend, hit me up. Pretty things. It's my junior year of high school. Our speech team picnic was coming up, so we decided to go together. Us friends, unaware of the love we could possess for one another. I learned that love cannot be possessive through your wanting. I've always wanted you to be free, pretty things. I feed sugar water to wasps knowing they'll kill me. It's now and I'm getting my hair braided. Me and old girl singing to Rihanna Needed Me, confessing our broken. Something about sis is soothing. Maybe we just sharing the same hurt regardless. I braided my hair because of you. And then now you got me feeling all broken and different. Have me saying other names which I am not accustomed to. You said our love cannot be possessive, so you use your water to feed pretty mouths, not my own. And ain't that the water I gave you to begin with? 28 short lectures on touch. If when I wake and my arm is asleep, I will still adjust it around you. There will never be an opportunity to love a black woman that I will be okay with missing. Our toes touch as if to say we home here. Side note, I believe letting your bare feet touch is an advanced level of intimacy that all couples must advance to. Sort of like pooping with the door open for the first time. The touch of the warm wind on the first day of spring feels like you. How the sound of birds chirping falls on my ears feels like you. You feel like the punch in the arm of a homie when she laughing. You feel like love, like the sound of prayer coming from Aunt Vicky specifically. You feel like a well-greased scalp and thank you for greasing my scalp for me. You are a black woman's hymn. You got me singing your name everywhere I go, lungs no touch to. Nose the specific air created to support me singing your name. Even when we lay on two separate couches, I will reach across just to feel you there. I always want to be gifted by your touch. Oh, girl, do you smell like cocoa butter and blessings? The air kisses your skin as your arm reaches for me. And we touch and we touch and we touch.
You've been listening to the poems of Adrienne Embry on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.